On House Joint Resolution 43 will come to order. We have in attendance Representative Porter, Representative Parnell, Senator Lehman, and myself, Senator Miller. We have a quorum here from the conference committee. We have before us a proposed conference committee substitute, which would delete the words the following in the order provided. Is there a discussion?
Mr. Chairman, would you like me to move the work draft?
Why don't you go ahead and move the work draft?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I would move work draft 8-LS1056/W dated 5/10/94 as our working.
Okay, the lockup version. Is there objection?
I'm going to object just for purposes of
Representative Navarro's
discussion and making a statement. Mr. Chairman, I guess when we craft things, every word is important, and to me, and I know to many people in the Senate, identifying in the order provided places a priority and the guidance for a future legislature as well as the court in acknowledging somewhat of a priority ranking. I recognize that some people have trouble with that, and also we don't identify here what the weighting is. We may rank them in an order, but we don't have a weighting, and so I think any legislative enactment of this or court interpretation of it is probably going to, likely will be about the same either way. I prefer the language in the Senate version as opposed to the conference committee substitute. However, I also recognize that some people have trouble with it, and I want to see 27 votes in the House for concurrence on this, because I think this victims' rights resolution is, in my opinion, one of the most important things that we can be doing this year and will have done. So with that, I will remove my objection.
Is there any further objection to Representative Barr?
I just want to point out that when we had another constitutional amendment resolution before the House earlier this year, the Speaker ruled it out of order because it contained more than one provision for amending the Constitution in a single piece of legislation. And her ruling at that time was that that was out of order. It's not allowed. I appealed the ruling of the chair. I lost.
But we backed you up. Yeah.
Representative Porter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The issue that Representative Navarro refers to, I cannot recall the specific constitutional amendment that discussion came up around, but within the decision was a finding that the requested amendment to that constitutional provision was not germane to the original issue. I've had a legal look at this one and have a written opinion stating that these two articles are germane to one another and doesn't violate single subject and doesn't run afoul of that consideration.
Representative Barr.
I'm not going to go to the wall of this, but the fact of the matter is that one of these amends section Article 1, Section 12, and the other one amends Article 1, Section 24. I mean,
Representative Barr, I noticed that you said you appealed the ruling of the chair, and I'm sure that you gave such a persuasive argument last time that Representative Barnes will rule this in order, knowing your persuasiveness over the years. Is there any objection to the adoption of the conference committee substitute?
I'll object and just remove my objection, recognizing that I'm not going to win.
Okay, we're just adopting this as working draft right now. Margaret, did you want to say anything? Are you just here for questions?
Yeah, if there are questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Okay. Is there
anything else?
Anything else? The motion will come.
Mr. Chairman, I guess just for the record, the change, of course, is the removing of the words in the order provided, which sets up a priority list of the items that we're asking be considered for criminal administration. Removing them, in my opinion, would allow the court to consider all of them, one of them, and use these criteria for evaluating criminal administration without a priority list. I would move the adoption of the conference CS for House Joint Resolution 43.
Yes.
What's the conference DS?
The conference DS, Senator Donnelly, is that we just delete it. Well, you can go ahead and show those. Those are the words that were deleted.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you why I disagree with that. I mean, I think that it's real important that it be prioritized for the court, since it's the only direction it's going to get, and the current Constitution doesn't give them any direction, and they're treated as co-equals. And I do support them being in that particular order, because I think this is the order that's most important to the public.
Representative Barr.
Yeah, I'd just say that I'm not sure how much order we have to give to the courts. I think that all of these are equally of equal concern and ought to be considered by the courts based on the individual merits of each specific case, and that this language that's in the conference committee substitute strengthens the Constitution as it is today, and it stands a chance of passing the House. And so I thank the Senate for their work on their resolution.
Representative Parnell.
I wanted to echo some of what Representative Barr just said, and Senator Donnelly, I did support the current language that the Senate sent over last night, but I also concur with Representative Navarre that if we hope to get this passed this year, that it, removing these words will do it, and it will not, in my view, change. I mean, it will change. You're right, it will not set the priority. However, it will strengthen what is currently in our Constitution.
So, yeah. Certainly.
For the record, Margaret Pitt with the Department of Law, and in fact, we do support removing these words, and the most important consideration is that in every criminal case, what factor should be given the most weight depends upon the particular circumstances, and it's very difficult to say in every case community condemnation needs to be given principal weight, because if you have a first offender and it's a minor offense and the prospects for rehabilitation are very good and you want that person to be able to pay restitution, those factors need to be given more weight than community condemnation of the offender. And with the Cheney criteria, you are always in this balancing depending on the circumstances. Having said that, I do think it's significant that in this amendment, the way the Constitution reads now, penal administration should be based upon reformation and the need for protecting the public. Reformation is now the last listed item, and before that, you know, you do have a change in the order by this amendment, and I think that that may be given some significance by the court. When you're making any change in the Constitution, it's assumed to be meaningful and not a useless act, and by moving these other items ahead of the principle of reformation, I think you are making the message that we care a lot about these other factors, but we're not tying your hands. We're not saying in every case try to do what the court's going to find virtually impossible to do. So the administration does support removing those four words.
Senator Donnelly.
Well, let's talk about that a bit, because, Margo, I don't think that putting them in priority prevents some individual consideration to the specific circumstances either. In fact, just the opposite. Really, community condemnation is going to be a lot less of somebody who has the ability to be reformed because they probably didn't commit a very heinous crime. So I do think this schedule of priority applies to individuals also. And I welcome the debate that this shouldn't be, from anybody, that this isn't the proper order. I mean, I think very clearly this is the proper order and this is the order they ought to be considered in, and I'm happy to debate that with people. If you don't think it's the proper order, you know.
I thought it was the
Representative Board.
Yeah.
I think it's the proper order, and the notion of tying the hands of the Supreme Court is fascinating.
Hear, hear.
But after having said that, I still think that the bill as it is in front of us is a giant leap towards what it is that we want to try to provide for victims of crime, and to get it passed this year over this in perspective small point, I think, is not worth it.
And I guess I could just add to what I said earlier, Mr. Chairman, that I too agree that the listing, the priority listing that we had in the Senate version is the correct one. We've probably wordsmithed this for a long time, and I've concluded that that makes a lot of sense. I would prefer, as I said earlier, the Senate version. I also very much want to get this on the ballot, and I'll be willing to sign the conference committee report with this out of it, but it's going to be reluctantly. You're taking me screaming and clawing.
Representative Bach.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and conference committee members, I think the mere fact that we have changed the language to add in the before reformation, community condemnation, and rights of victim of crime and restitution of the offender is a de facto ordering, because the way that the current Constitution reads is simply need for protecting the public and
it actually,
principle of reformation.
It actually lists principle of reformation
first. It
lists
it the other way around. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we have switched those and added others considerations between that, I think the courts will read that as an ordering, and I think it passes this way. I think, as others have said, we've made a giant leap forward.
Is the objection maintained to adopting the conference committee substitute?
Well, yeah, because Margo, can you think of any case where the Supreme Court has said where there was a listing like this that specifically didn't say that it was any order of priority, that they've said that means it's in the priority of that order?
Not in a constitutional provision, but in...
Yeah. I mean, when it's silent as to that effect, I don't remember anything.
When you've changed an order, mm-hmm. The fact that there's a change is considered significant. If you just started off with an order without anything more, I don't know that a court would say that's meaningful. But I think that the change is significant.
So by not saying this, though, don't you think we're spawning an awful lot of litigation on that very issue?
I spoke with the counsel for the judiciary before this hearing, and he said he was sorry that they hadn't put a huge fiscal note on this, and they've never done that on a constitutional amendment before. And I said, my understanding is what's being considered by the conference committee is removing those four words. And he said, oh, in that case, there will be no fiscal impact. The court system agrees that telling them now to do it in this order is giving the public defenders and OPA an opportunity to argue in every single case that the Cheney criteria has been affected by this. And you would create a fertile ground for argument that, and I can't anticipate what all the arguments are, but that by saying in the order provided that you have to do something, and the why change the Cheney criteria like that? It seems to me the purpose of the amendment is to say we want these factors considered instead of just reformation and protecting the public, and that we're achieving a great deal by doing this.
Why would defense counsel make an argument like that? Because the Cheney criteria would be more advantageous to them under the old law.
Well,
that doesn't make any sense to me.
I'd say that we don't have the old law, and that if you specifically order them, there would likely be in cases where, because of the courts applied one of these in a higher level than the other because of their ordering, the defense would order that's not the way it's supposed to be done. At a higher, say for example, different levels of restitution were required in like crimes, and less jail time, I think that you'd create an appeal based on whether or not, I'm not an attorney, I'm a criminal attorney certainly, but I think the potential of creating an appeal based on a sentencing appeal, at least based on the fact that you have ordering in the Constitution, rather than now where it seems to be While I think it's an ordering of the, within the Constitution, a de facto ordering, I think that it does leave some discretion to the courts, and I think that, I mean, I disagree with maybe some of the other members here, that is that the courts ought to have discretion.
Nice. Don't you think it's pretty good accepted construction of constitutional law that if you actually remove something in the process like this, I mean, the inference is not that you felt that it was implied, but that you didn't want to do that?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I'm tracking. Are you saying that
we're taking out
the language would be used against it?
Yeah.
I think it would be an acknowledgement that this can't be something cast iron, that there are going to be cases where restitution and reformation.
Nice answer, but that means the answer is yes.
I think it certainly develops
an argument.
I think that the courts have said in other constitutional amendments and constitutional challenges, including the constitutional budget reserve, that the way that the public interprets it is a far higher, that's what they attempt to read, rather than what the intent of the legislature was. And the fact is that the legislature will be passing this, and the public will be voting on it. And I mean, you probably can always find an argument and stretch it as far back as you want, but I think that the Supreme Court would give much higher level of reading of this in favor of what the public is intending. You can write the... You write the voters' pamphlet.
Representative Porter.
I think that, in truth, there's no end of potential for litigation on any point in anything that we write. The fact that the court system thinks that this wording would reduce litigation just balances off the fact that there's another opinion. And, in fact, there may be and there may not be. To me, it's a very close issue as to whether it would generate more or solve more problems. And I'm happy with the balance.
Representative Donnelly, you agree that the language, either language, is better, right?
Oh, better than what we got now?
Yeah.
Certainly.
And
I don't disagree with your analysis that the key component should be what the voters think they're adopting and whatever evidence there is of what they think they're adopting whenever they do vote for it. Yeah.
And you'd like this to pass.
Yeah.
And this stands a chance of passing. Therefore, I rest my case.
Is the objection still maintained to the adoption and moving?
I'm still going to object to it.
Okay.
Version.
Okay. Roll call. Representative Navarre?
Yes.
Representative Parnell?
Yes.
Representative Porter?
Yes.
Senator Donnelly?
No.
Senator Lehman?
I guess I'm going to vote yes if we're going to get out of here. Yes.
And Senator Miller votes yes. We have adopted it and passed it. The conference committee is adjourned. Hopefully the report will go see. You have the report, or before she bring. She should be.
We're working on it.
We need both the conference committee report to be signed. And